This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show here on Liddell TV as well as USA Audio Network. Hour number two on the radio at USA, and hour number one on Liddell TV, and then we come back for another hour on USA. Root for America is my website. At Root for America, a little tab at the top says Watch Wayne on TV. Tab next to that says Listen to Wayne on the radio. Tab next to that says Listen to Wayne on podcast. And you just click on it, and guess what happens? You can watch Wayne on TV. You can listen to Wayne on the radio. You can listen to Wayne's podcast. All the ways you could find me, Brighty on TV and Blessed News Network and Liddell TV, Real America's Voice Monday through Friday, Real America's Voice on weekends. It's all there at RootForAmerica.com, all the ways to listen to me, Renegade Radio, Odyssey Radio, USA Radio, AM 670, my flagship station in Las Vegas. All the ways to listen are there, and you click in any one of them, you can listen. Same thing with my podcast. All right, news out there. A Wall Street Journal poll, Donald Trump nearly doubles his support among black men and women since 2020. And by the way, I saw a separate poll that said he has doubled his support among blacks in swing states. And the swing states, of course, are Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada. So he's doubled black support in those states, which probably means he's tripled it or quadrupled it among men, black men. And then Donald Trump nearly doubles his support among black men and women since 2020 overall in the whole country. 30% of black men and 11% of black women. I said that without even seeing this poll. This is a brand new one. In the last show I did, I said, it probably means that he's got close to 40-45% of the black vote among men and 10% among women. And I was right. Black women don't like Trump, but black men like him a lot. 30% of black men, 11% of black women intend to vote for President Trump. Wall Street Journal polling found, which is a significant increase from 2020. That would be the difference in this election, in my opinion. Only 12% of black men voted for Trump in 2020, so now it's 12 to 30%. All right, in 2020, 6% of black women voted for Trump. And more good news from Trump, 42% of black women remain up for grabs in 2024. Excellent. Percy Jones, a black restaurant manager, lives in Atlanta, said he remembers Trump's time in office more warmly, especially regarding immigration. He should say, especially regarding the economy and jobs for black people, because he had the lowest black unemployment in history. He didn't allow people who don't live here to come in, Jones said. They're taking all of our jobs. Biden's failure to secure the southern border could be an underlying factor for Trump's success among the black vote. So Trump doing really well with blacks and Latinos. And you'd have to think he'd be doing much better among suburban women as well, you would think. Especially now that he announced, and the mainstream media gave him almost no attention. The guy announced a dramatic sea change for a Republican candidate. That he's no longer the, oh my God, pro-life, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week candidate. I don't know if I explained myself the way I wanted to the other day when I said I agreed with Trump that, we got to eliminate life, pro-life, as a as an issue, because I am pro-life, and I said that repeatedly, that I am personally pro-life, but the issue should not be on the federal level. It's a states' rights issue. But what I didn't explain was, well, I did say that we win on every single issue in every single poll except abortion, and that one issue has kept us from getting female votes. I said that. But the real point here is, do you want to win? Can you imagine the things you can do to improve America if you win? And I would use Nevada as the example. Here in Nevada, our governor is Republican Governor Joe Lombardo. And he's not the most conservative governor in the world. He's not Ron DeSantis. He's kind of a moderate Republican. But the difference between him and the liberal, our loser governor from before, just awful. And he ruined our state, just destroyed it. And of course, was a Sisolak, Steve Sisolak. I used to call him Sisolak. Just remember Sissy, Wayne. You'll always remember Steve Sisolak. Steve Sisolak. So he closed the Vegas Strip for almost 3 months. Casinos were closed and abandoned, and the Strip was empty. There weren't cars, there weren't people. It was the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen, most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. I pointed out at the time that we'd had a pandemic just like COVID in 58 and 68, and 100,000 people died. Both times they were Asian flus, and nobody closed any casinos, nobody closed any theaters, nobody closed any baseball, football stadiums, hockey stadiums, arenas, concerts. Everybody carried on their life, and some old people died. That's called life. What kind of an idiot closes the country or closes their state or closes one of the most important cities in America? Steve Sisolak did that. So Joe Lombardo gets elected, and he becomes the veto governor. He vetoes everything the Democrats do. He has the most vetoes in history. I think he vetoed 75 bills, the most of any governor in the history of Nevada. And the state is fine again. It's great to live here because of Joe Lombardo. No, he's not the most conservative guy in the world. No, he's not Trump, but he's not Reagan, and he's not DeSantis. He's not Jack Kemp, my old hero. But it's just a breath of fresh air what he is compared to Steve Sisolak, the Democrat governor that we used to have. If Sisolak had gotten reelected or a different Democrat had gotten elected, I probably wouldn't even live here anymore. I would have moved out of the state. Right? I'm a national radio, national TV guy. I could live anywhere. I could live in Florida tomorrow. I could live in Park City, Utah tomorrow. I could live in Dallas, Texas tomorrow. Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas tomorrow. And I'd be happy in any one of those. They're all, Utah's completely Republican state. Florida's completely Republican state. Texas, completely Republican state. Those are my choices to move to if things ever get bad and we ever elect a Democrat governor in the state again. We'll try and get rid of the zero income tax in this state or take the cap off the property tax. Either one of those two things ever happens, I would leave Nevada. So I love Las Vegas. It's been my home for 22 years. I hope I'm here at least another 22, which means I probably would die here, right? But I won't stay here if we get a Democrat governor combined with Democrat legislature. So I was saved by a Republican governor. And he was elected because he was conservative on every issue except abortion. And he said, look, I'm Catholic and I am pro-life in my own life. And I believe abortion is a terrible thing. But it's in the Constitution of Nevada and I'm not going to get involved in it. And he won the election. So I'm saying to all of you who are big on life, great. Campaign pro-life on a local level, that's great, or on your state level, that's great. Fight for life, because I do believe abortion is murder, and I do believe third trimester has got to be outlawed, and no one could ever abort a baby up to the moment of birth or after birth. But there need to always be three exceptions, right? Mother's life, and incest, and rape, etc., etc. And other than that, on a federal level, I would stay away from it completely. Because I want to elect Trump to take on the economy and the border and stop World War III and stop the green energy nightmare so our electric bills aren't triple and quadruple and we all go out of business and we all lose everything we've got. I'm not willing to put that aside for abortion. It's not like life would all be perfect if babies weren't being killed. Do you really believe that you could stop mothers from aborting babies? Liberal women from aborting babies? Do you really believe that? You could outlaw abortion to the first day. tomorrow you could pass a total ban on abortion, and it would be as effective as the ban on marijuana in the United States of America was, or prohibition was, or any bans on sports gambling were. You know what's funny? Sports gambling is legal now. Everyone I knew bet before, they didn't care if it was illegal. They all had a bookmaker. They went to a bookmaker in the bar, or they bet with an offshore sports book. Nothing's changed. Gambling's now legal, but it the same amount of bets are being made when it was illegal. So women will go get abortions whether it's illegal or not. We don't want to give up the country because of that issue. We need to get women's votes. Simple. We need to make inflation more important than abortion. That would be the Republican goal for 2024. Look at the inflation, what it's doing to your life and your pocketbook. It's horrible. It's a disaster. How much time's left, Chris? Stamp prices. Postal Service announced today, U.S. Postal Service, that first-class mail is going to increase to 73 cents, up from the 68 cents it costs. So it's up by 8% for the second time in 4 months. Oh, there's no inflation, no problems at all. Gas prices have doubled since Biden took office, despite the White House claiming costs have fallen. They're lying. And energy prices have soared because of Biden's crazy pursuit of the green agenda. Soared. Which means your electric bill, your natural gas bill at home, everything is up dramatically. When we get back, I'm going to tell you about the scam with inflation when I get back. Sponsor of this segment of the show is MyPillow. MyPillow.com. Hundreds of products for sale right now during MyPillow Spring Sale. Up to 80% off. Just say war. For Wayne Allyn, just say war. 80% off MyPillow.com. We'll be right back. This is Wayne Allyn for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured, that an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and only for my fans. If you tell them Wayne Allyn sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them War sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for GotTruthAmerica.com. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories from the most corrupt courtroom in America at GotTruthAmerica.com. You'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company, and now it's headed to the Supreme Court. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. Also, Nick shares his one-in-a-billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof Whitey Bulger is still alive. They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. That's GotTruthAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike.
spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Roots on fire. So, Got Truth America. Got Truth America is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Nick Ferrello is the founder of Got Space Data, and his partner Dan Duquette, former GM of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories from the most corrupt courtroom in America, in Boston, at gottruthamerica.com. Their billion-dollar Got Space Data company is under attack, facing a hostile takeover. And they're battling the same enemies as President Trump. They say George Soros is in the middle of all of it, and his deep state cronies. There is a $550 million judgment, just like President Trump has a $550 million judgment. And there's a judgment against these guys, $550 million judgment against them and their data company, because GotSpace controls the largest data center project in the U.S., and the deep state wants it. And the other big story you can find at GotTruthAmerica.com is Whitey Bulger. They say he's alive. They say they saw him last spring, 1 year ago, in the French, what is it, the French Riviera, basically, Cannes, France, I don't know, however you pronounce it. It's the south of France on the French Riviera. And they saw James Whitey Bulger. How do they know it's him? It looks exactly like him. He's with his girlfriend. It looks exactly like the girlfriend. He's surrounded by security carrying Glocks. Does that sound normal, especially in Europe? Actually, I've never been to a pool in my life, you know, a hotel resort pool where a person sat with bodyguards with guns. Even in America, the gun culture in America, but still nobody ever does that at the pool. This is in Europe where no one has guns, police don't have guns, and he was surrounded by guys with Glocks. So does that sound like Whitey? Well, go look at the pictures. The pictures are at GotTruthAmerica.com. Check it out, GotTruthAmerica.com. So I told you I'd tell you about an amazing story about gaslighting, lies, and fraud. It's really hilarious. So yesterday we got the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, which measures inflation on the consumer level, and it was a disaster. It shows inflation is here to stay. It's bad. It's getting worse. It's a disaster for Biden. It just won't go away because he just keeps printing money. So everybody assumed the PPI today, which is the Producer Price Index, which is really, you know, on the commercial level, businesses, would come in really high too. They projected it to come in at 2.1%. They projected it to come in at 2.2%. That was the estimate. And it came in today at 2.1%, slightly below estimates, which allowed them to say, the government to say, that inflation, you know, that's a good number. That inflation is lower, right? After yesterday admitting it's horrible, they came in today and said the PPI is actually below estimate, and that's good. Let me tell you how they came up with it, and then you'll know what a scam it is. So the average gas price rose 6%, over 6% in the month of March. If you extrapolated that over a year, you'd multiply 6 times 12 and gas would go up 72% for the year. 72% for the year. So 6% in March, big increase when you put gas in your car. They claim the reason the PPI was lower, they claim it's attributable to a lower demand for energy. Energy prices down 1.6%. And that was built around the fact that gas prices declined 3.6%. Now, if gas prices went up over 6%, how could they decline by 3.6%, thereby bringing the whole average down? Well, it was seasonally adjusted by the Labor Department, which is another word for saying scam. They scammed us. They always use that word to bring things up or down, whatever will help them. Seasonal adjustments. So the question I have for you is, when you went to the gas station and you put the pump in your car and the gas started flowing, did you pay 6% more in March or 3.6% less? Were you seasonally adjusted when you put it in your car? No. You paid 6% plus more, not 3.6% less. They're lying, and that's how they scammed you, and that's how they gaslighted you. Gas prices are up, not down. And therefore, if you had added in the real number, the estimate was 2.2, and it came in at 2.1, the PPI, the Producer Price Index, it would have come in at 2.4, and it would have meant a sharp increase in inflation at the commercial level, at the producer level. A sharp increase. Instead, they played around with it. They called it seasonal adjustments. They scammed you, and they said it was below inflation expectations. This is how the government lies about stolen elections and open borders and COVID vaccines and inflation and everything else.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
War now!
You- USA News Update. A series of storms swept across the south. Northeast of Houston, the Southern Baptist of Texas Disaster Relief Arm said it sent volunteers to help in flood-stricken areas, particularly in Jasper County. Earlier, separate reports confirmed tornadoes caused damage in both Texas and Louisiana. O.J. Simpson has passed away at the age of 76 after battling cancer. That's according to his family. Known for his involvement in the 1990s murder case of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman, Simpson captured media attention during a televised slow-speed chase through Los Angeles before his arrest. Despite being found not guilty of the murders, he later faced imprisonment in Nevada for robbery and kidnapping charges. Meta, Instagram's parent company, is introducing measures to safeguard teens from nude images. A new feature will identify photos containing nudity and automatically blur them when shared with users under 18. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We'll be right back.
on fire, Wayne Allyn Roots. The newest sponsor of the show, sponsor J6.com. This is a cause near and dear to my heart. I've become an official January 6th Patriot partner, working with sponsor J6 to help raise money for our tortured political prisoners, otherwise known as political hostages. These patriots are being held hostage by our weaponized justice system, by the Banana Republic communist dictatorship known as the Biden regime. It's up to us to support these brave J6 patriots and their families. That's why I partnered with sponsor J6.com. It's a monthly commissary sponsorship program that goes directly to the January 6ers in prison. It pays for their food, clothing, and hygiene products, and even their phone calls home. They need our help, so please go to sponsorj6.com and make a real tangible difference in their lives. Our guest is here, David Menzies, a Canadian reporter for Rebel News. The website is rebelnews.com, and we welcome him to the show. David, how are you?
Thanks so much for having me on your show.
So on Sunday, you were arrested and injured by the Toronto police and released from jail. You were reporting on the pro-Hamas protesters who were crashing a pro-Israel vigil on the six-month anniversary of October 7th. It's the third time you've been arrested in 4 months. Tell us exactly what happened.
Absolutely, Wayne. As you mentioned, in literally the town square in Toronto, Nathan Phillips Square, which faces onto Toronto City Hall, the leader of the opposition, Pierre Poilievre, that's with the Conservative Party here in Canada, was conducting basically a vigil. There might have been about 2,000 people that came out to hear Mr. Poilievre speak. It was to the day, the six-month anniversary of that grotesque massacre that occurred in Israel on October 7th of last year, Wayne. And incredibly, well, maybe not so much because it looks like anything goes these days on the streets of Toronto, but even at this somewhat sober and solemn occasion, you had the pro-Hamas types, and they were yet again chanting for genocide, you know, from the river to the sea, Intifada, go back to Europe, go back to Poland. That's code speak for go to a concentration camp. And it was just really, pardon me, Wayne.
I said, yeah, I know. I was agreeing. That's exactly what it means. You know, basically it's like from the river to the sea. Yeah. They want to genocide the Jews. That's what these savages want. These are not normal people. These are radical extremists who want to kill the Jews. And by the way, David, I happen to be Jewish. So I have a great sensitivity to that. When someone says to me, go back to Poland, they're going to get a little response from me like they've never heard in their lives. Trust me on that one.
Well, good for you, Wayne. And you know, I just thought, I mean, probably like yourself, Wayne, I'm a free speech absolutist, but there is a line.
Yeah.
And for me, the line is if you're advocating harm or death to an individual or a recognizable group of individuals, that's it. That's offside. And here they were up to their normal shenanigans. It's been half a year of this nonsense in the streets of Toronto. And I went over to, well, I wanted to ask them a question. I couldn't get a question out, Wayne, because my cameraman, Efren, and I were physically assaulted, I should add, right in front of members of the Toronto Police Service. And finally, one came over. And by the way, my question was, like, why now? Why are you doing this? I mean, there's a time and place for everything, and there's probably really no good or time or place to call on genocide of the Jewish people. But nevertheless, during a vigil, why are you doing this? And the police officer came over, and to my shock, he grabbed me physically. He led me away from the demonstrators. I say on the video, and you can see it clearly, I say, officer, arrest that man. He had kind of a plank that he was jamming into my body at one point, Wayne, and the officer would have nothing of it. He says, you've got to leave the square. I go, leave the square? This is literally the, you know, the public square. And then I said, I probably shouldn't have said this. I said, officer, really, please get your hands off me. If I'm not under arrest, you don't have the right to do that. And, I guess I got my wish, Wayne. He goes, Well, then you're under arrest. That's the problem. And he said, for trespassing. And, well, and Wayne, keep in mind there were more than 2,000 people at the square on that day. And they turned a blind eye to calls for genocide with those pro-Hamas thugs. And they arrest me. I think their thinking is, Wayne, that you have the potential to ask impolite or insensitive questions, and that might trigger them, more of them than there are of us. You know what? Too bad.
Right.
Wayne, what's happening in Toronto, we see it in so many other Western cities too, law enforcement has been replaced by keeping the peace. And if keeping the peace means turning a blind eye to real crime, you know, calls for genocide, officers, the weekend before last, Wayne, officers had horse manure thrown at them by the pro-Hamas thugs.
And they didn't
there
arrest
was a
them,
woman
right?
there. No arrest. There was a woman who used a flagpole to spear one of the Toronto Police Service horses. And that's a big deal because, you know, the horse is under. Oh, yeah. And she wasn't hiding under a rock. She was right there with the counter protest. Now, maybe there's something happening behind and charges are going to happen. But for you asking something that might incite them, it sort of reminds me of Wayne in the dark old days. If a lady was sexually assaulted and she's put on the stand and they say, listen, lady, how much cleavage were you shown? How much leg were you shown?
Right,
Re-victimizing the victim.
Right. They sexually assault her a second time, basically, for all intents and purposes. Right. And you're being kind, David. This reminds me of 1930s Nazi Germany. Right? There was no Holocaust then.
Yeah.
So I'm not comparing it to the Holocaust. But they were intimidating Jews. They were beating up Jews. They were arresting Jews for no reason. They were framing Jews. They were throwing stones through Jewish store owners' windows. This is censoring and silencing Jewish voices. All of that went on in the 30s. That's going on right now.
Yes, the horrible days of Kristallnacht have come to my beloved home city, Toronto, in the Dominion of Canada. I never thought I would see this. You know, Wayne, one thing we have learned since October 7th, I always knew there was anti-Semitism, undoubtedly. I had no idea how big that current of hate is.
Right.
And I had no idea that those in charge, you know, the politicians, those directing law enforcement, really aren't all that into that phrase, you know, never again. Never again means that it's some kind of marketing slogan like enjoy Coca-Cola. It means what happened some 80 years ago cannot be allowed to happen. And what you said, my friend, about 1930s Germany resembling what's going on right now in Western cities all around the world, you're right, and it's chilling.
Yeah, it is. And I just don't understand how my liberal friends don't see it. And because I'm Jewish, I've got like two worlds, David. I've got all my conservative friends and all my conservative fans on one side, and that's thousands of people. I mean, I have like 8,000 names in my cell phone. So I've got thousands of conservatives, and then I've got like 100 Jewish friends, because I'm Jewish and I've been around for decades. So I've got, you know, I've developed, say, 100 Jewish friends. And the liberal Jews don't even see it. They don't even notice that their side, the Democrat side, hates Jews. And they don't even notice that the liberal Democrat side, or in your case in Canada, the leftist side, is promulgating the same type of weaponization of government as Nazi Germany in the 1930s. And it's all, they don't get it. They don't care that a conservative is being silenced. Someday it's going to be used on them for being a Jew. They don't care that a conservative is being falsely arrested. Someday it's going to be used on them for being a Jew. And they just don't get it. They're blind, deaf, and dumb. And they still vote Democrat. And it's very shocking. It really is.
In a way, I'm so glad you brought that up, because to me it's absolutely baffling. If you are a Jew in the United States voting Democrat, this is the party of Talib, AOC. Let's keep in mind, Biden stopped enforcing the sanctions that Donald Trump put on Iran He had the foot on Iran's throat. Right. Now Iran is getting billions and billions of dollars in oil money. And guess what? They're funding Hamas and Hezbollah and the Houthis and so on. Likewise, in Canada, there are even liberal members of parliament, and I would argue probably more Jews in Canada vote liberal than conservative.
Mm-hmm.
We
sure.
had one last thing. We had a liberal member of parliament, Yara Sachs, who actually visited the Middle East to have a photo op with Mahmoud Abbas. This is a guy who denies October 7th happened, or he says it was the IDF that carries it out. He has a pay-for-slave program. To kill an Israeli Jew, you're going to get a nice paycheck, and if you die trying, oh, no problem, your family will be enriched.
Right.
And we have a liberal, we have an Israeli-Canadian Jew flying over to the Middle East to shake his hand and hug him. I mean, it is appalling. I think, and let me get to this point.
Hey, hold on 1 minute. We're going to a break. I want to keep you over, though. I want to keep you for another segment. So stay to the break, and we'll come back with David Menzies, Canadian reporter for Rebel News. The website is rebelnews.com. David Menzies will be right back. More with David. I want to ask him about his other two arrests. What do they keep arresting you for? What is going? Where's freedom of the press? We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, rootforamerica.com. More with David Menzies of Rebel News. Wayne Allyn Root. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all 3 products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or any time in the future. That's why I've teamed with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality, freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at warbeef.com. You know there's an attack on our food supply. Our farms, food production facilities are exploding. Supply chain failing. Food price insane. And worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. At warbeef.com, you'll only get 1 ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Start now. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and get 15% off. That's warbeef.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
President Biden recently released a No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne LaRue, welcome back. The Root's on fire.
If you want peace, prepare for war. I am your war. Wayne on the Root. SpikeWarrior.com is your war, too. They've even got Warrior in their name, right? SpikeWarrior.com. I'm excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those COVID vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, Wayne, help me. What can I do to restore my immune system? I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove, repair, restore, remove toxins, repair your health, restore your immunity, and DNA stability. Nocovidium was fantastic. This is from the same company and three times better. Triple crown of immune repair. This is how you get dangerous spike proteins out of your body. You flush them out forever. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore, for 50% off. That's 50% discount only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. That's SpikeWarrior.com. And use the promo code WAR. And the disclaimer, we always have to read these statements and not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. All right, we are back with David Menzies from Rebel News, the Canadian news site. David, explain to me the other two arrests. You said you've been arrested three times in 4 months. What were the other arrests for? Did they eventually drop charges? Or you have three charges pending against you? How does that work?
Well, we'll go back to the beginning where the charge was dropped within 45 minutes, Wayne. I was out at the Richmond Hill Performing Arts Center, which was the site for a vigil, the fourth year anniversary vigil for those Canadians who died on Ukrainian the Ukrainian airliner that was shot down by the IRGC, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, back in January of 2020. Now, of the 176 people that died on that flight, 177, if you count the unborn child who died. There were something like 55 Canadians and 30 permanent residents. So we have big-time skin in the game. And I was just going there to cover this vigil. I had no idea that some heavy hitters, including the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, and the Deputy Prime Minister, Chrystia Freeland, were going to be there. And when we saw Chrystia Freeland walking along, I ran up to Scrummer. I welcome your viewers to check out the footage, and they can judge by themselves. And basically, there was an RCMP officer. His name is Craig Dumichel. And let's put it this way, Wayne. I felt him before I saw him, which is to say I was doing this crab walk while I was interviewing Chrystia Freeland, my key question being, why isn't the IRGC on the terror list? I mean, Donald Trump put them there in your country, and I never thought I would give praise to Joe Biden, but he's kept them on the terror list, so kudos to that. And yet we had so many Canadian lives perish because of this terrorist group. She just had this smarmy Cheshire cat look. And this officer, as you'll see in the footage, he put the clothesline on me. And then he claims that he was assaulted. It's absolutely brutal. And what does it say when as I'm handcuffed and sitting in the police cruiser, within 45 minutes, the charges are dropped? I think the officer saw some cell phone footage. It was witnessed by so many people and filmed by so many people. And he went, you know, this looks bad. I'll drop the charges and make it go away. Well, guess what, Wayne? It's not going away. Last month, we served the RCMP with a $1 million lawsuit.
Good.
That's kind of a big deal in Canada. If it was in the U.S. with your First Amendment, I would argue the, you know, if that was done by law enforcement to a journalist, a frame-up assault like that, maybe you're talking over $100 million, who knows? But in any event, we're going to court, and we are telling them that you are the assault is a minor thing because there was no real injuries. The big thing is our infringement of charter rights and
right.
Also a prolonged pass of the RCMP going after myself and my Rebel News colleagues infringing our rights. The claim has been drawn up. It is absolutely fantastic. It'll take years and a lot of money. And by the way, if I may plug our website, it's standwithdavid.com, standwithdavid.com. If any of your generous viewers can make any kind of donation, it'll be great because we've got a tough sledding ahead of us. Now, the second arrest of this calendar year so far was...
Well, David, we're on the way out. I hear the music. We're on the way out, but I want to stand with David. Was it .com? Was it .com, David?
.com.
Standwithdavid.com.
Standwithdavid.com.
It's a worthy cause because you're a brave dude, man, and I appreciate you sticking up for, you know, free speech and freedom of the press and democracy and the Constitution of Canada and Jewish, you know, anti-Jew hatred. I appreciate you fighting it. You're a good man, David, and we appreciate everything you do. StandWithDavid.com. Please give if you can, and we appreciate coming on the show. And when there's interesting things going on, please contact my producer, Andrew Paul. We'll have you back again. I enjoyed having you on. Thank you, David. We're on the way out. Lindell's over for the day. I'm back on USA Radio in about 7 minutes. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.